trying to think. There's only one, like, kind of scar thing that I could talk about, I guess. I don't even know if it's still there, because it was under my, I think my left foot, but when I was, like, six, I was in somebody's backyard at, like, a cookout or, like, a party or something, and I was barefoot, and then I just walked forward, and then I remember, like, just this piercing pain in my foot. And then it turns out I had stepped on a screw.
Ooh! So, not even a nail, just a screw.
No, so they had to figure out how to get that out. And then I couldn't walk really for a while.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I don't know. I got to miss school. I just remember being happy about that.
Yeah.
It's pretty much gone now, I think. I haven't looked at it in a while.
Yeah. My brother's six, and he would do anything to get out of school.
You were happy about getting out of school? That
just
seems so
weird. Oh, wait. Dr. Bearsford's here. We love school.
That was me at six. I've grown to appreciate it. I would never miss school.
Oh. Ever.
I actually have a spike scar, too.
Ooh.
But it's not my weirdest one. That's from track. It was fun. She just clipped the back of my, like, heel.
Ooh.
In, like, the last, like, 200 of an 800 or something. I don't really remember. It wasn't good. I was an owl or anything. It wasn't that deep. I didn't have to get stitches or it sewn up. And then my weirdest one is kind of like Naharika's. I was, like, six, probably. And I was also at a cookout in somebody's backyard. And they had a badminton fence, mm-hmm. and you know, like, the things you put in the ground to, like, hold it there? Was, like, running, and I, like, tripped, and I fell, like, my, like, head fell on it, and now, like, have a scar at the bottom of my chin.
Oh, wow.
And, like, I had to go to the hospital and, like, get stitches, and I didn't really know what was going on.
Traumatic cookouts y'all go to. I feel like my weirdest is above my lip when I was, like, five or six. It looks like a little tiny cross. It's super, you don't ever notice it unless I talk about it, I think. But my uncle was tossing my mom her phone, and I got in the middle, and it just...
Oh. It didn't end well for
you. It didn't end well for anyone, because he had to get a new phone. But, yeah. All right. Who was your childhood actor/actress crush?
Oh, you guys won't know this person.
Okay.
But it was Julie on The Love Boat.
Oh my gosh, my mom loves
that
show.
Yeah,
Julie was the rec director on the
Looking
Love
her up.
Julie McCoy, cruise director?
Yeah. I think that's who she was. Yeah. So when I was a little kid, I thought she was cute.
Aw, she is cute. Yeah. Her?
That's her. That's Julie. Those were back in the, you know, the big hair days.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s, 70s there.
Naharika?
I don't know if this one's weird. Mm-hmm. But Daniel Radcliffe in only the first two Harry Potter. When I was young, I thought he was so cute.
Yeah.
Harry Styles.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. Still Harry Styles.
Mine is weird, but do you guys remember Danny Phantom?
Yes.
It's like, he was cute.
Dr. Beresford's like, who? But he's a cartoon character.
He was cute.
And I just remember, like, I feel like that's my first, like, that's, he was cuter when he had his white hair. That's him.
Yeah,
he's so disappointed in me.
He's a very attractive cartoon.
All right, what's the most embarrassing fashion trend you used to rock?
Oh man, you got to remember when I was I think it was my junior in high school is when the disco era.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh.
I'm just glad there weren't a lot of pictures back then, but I was sporting the stack shoes, you know, real high.
I think those are coming back.
High, you know, had the stack shoes, had the. I never did the big bells, the elephant bells. I did big bells, but and then you know, silky shirts, and it was just hideous. But, but yeah, that was.
But you were rocking it back then.
It was something.
I've always wanted I feel like we've had like a spirit day where it's like an 80s day or something like that. But I really wish we had that this year because that would have been so fun. But.
Yeah.
For me, this was definitely not a fashion trend, but I'll just talk about like, there's this picture of me from sixth grade my outfit was like light pink, like jeggings, sparkly, like magenta flats, and just like a yellow oversized t-shirt, like a golden yellow. It's hideous. And also I had like these really, really ugly glasses. Mm-hmm. Like it just all, that's how I dressed in like
all of middle school.
Yeah, no, fourth through sixth grade. Ooh. Seventh grade, I kind of got it together, but it was still the transition phase. So like, it wasn't until eighth grade where I think like it was mildly presentable. Yeah. But yeah, sixth grade was rough.
I think sixth grade was rough for everyone.
I spent a lot of time in middle school and you know, hanging out with you guys as you go through that transition, and it is it's a time of life that's rather rough.
When I was in like third grade, I think I was obsessed with peace signs. Mm. Loved them. Yeah. I would only wear things with peace signs on them. And then it's funny because like, I mean, like for a while it's all my mom bought, and then I like grew out of it, and she was like still buying me peace sign stuff, and I was justice. Like, no, like that's okay. And then, oh shoot, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, maybe, mm-hmm. my mom brought home a shirt and it just had peace signs all over it. And she was like, memory lane. I was like,
oh. Get that out of here, mom. I think mine was the feather in the hair.
I had a feather in my hair.
Loved the feather. It was purple. It was beautiful.
I had two. One was purple and it was like in the back. Yeah. And then one was pink and it just stuck up. Like it was like, oh, it looks so bad. I don't know why my mom let me do that.
All right. This is like a debate. Not really a debate, but would you rather meet your ancestors or your descendants?
Ooh.
I know. Yeah. I didn't know what I would pick.
That's kind of interesting. Man, I'd really like to meet them both. Mm-hmm. I'd go ancestors.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know the stories.
I don't know. I feel like I'd do descendants.
I'd go with descendants.
I would too.
I feel like, because right now, right now everyone's like passing down the stories, mm-hmm. so I'm still like hearing them.
Right.
But like I'll have no way of hearing like mm-hmm. the descendants.
How life is super different.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I just want to like talk to somewhere like 4 or 5 generations like along the line when like artificial intelligence.
I don't think we'll even be people by then.
Yeah, like is my descendant a robot? Whoa. Like I need to know.
That would make my answer right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a fascinating question. Yeah.
As a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I had a pretty clear career plan when I was young, and that was to become a professional football player. And I was going to be the next greatest linebacker for the Chicago Bears. And I had a pretty
Beresford.
Yeah, that didn't have anything to do with it. But then all of a sudden it turned out that I was 130 pounds and about 6 foot tall, and I became a cross-country runner.
Yeah, the earliest thing, I've gone through many phases of wanting to be different things, still going through that, but definitely in kindergarten I wanted to be a fashion designer, and I spent a lot of time just like drawing dresses and stuff, and unfortunately that didn't work out for me, as we heard about my sixth grade
yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be when I'm older too, mm-hmm. but I think dream career then and still to this day would be a spy. I think they're so cool.
Ooh. I think that you can make that happen.
I was like obsessed with spies when I was little, and like there were
spy
these
spy kids.
There were these books, and they were like about a teen girl who mm-hmm. was a spy, mm-hmm. and you know I latched onto that so quick. And sometimes I still go back and read them because it's just so cool. Yeah. It's still so cool. I'm not even a preteen anymore, and it's so cool.
How do we know that Caitlin's not really a spy?
If I was a spy, I probably wouldn't have said that.
She would be so smart to make us mm-hmm. think that she's not a spy.
And she has dark hair.
But she's really a spy. That's for those
Dr.
conspiracy.
Dr. Beresford, I think you cracked it. You cracked the case.
That's
you
for did. Those conspiracy club kids out there. Yeah. Listening. There we go right now.
I wanted to be Barbie. Like, yes. I just wanted to be her. And I didn't realize that that wasn't, like, an option.
I never really got into Barbie.
Really?
We were more of, like, Polly Pocket.
I was into
Barbie. So I wanted to be Polly.
But I would, like, hence the fashion designer thing, I would, like, make them clothes out of, like, regular paper. And I, like, did her makeup with, like, nail polish.
No.
It was bad. I destroyed all my Barbies.
Yeah, I destroyed my Barbies. It was not good.
You would, like, cut their hair.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, just a haircut.
What was the first live concert you ever attended?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I think the first one I ever attended was a guy named Harry Chapin at Eastern Illinois University.
I'm looking to know.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think you'll find many things.
Harry Potter.
Chapin is actually his name, but that's an old.
Is this him?
He's an old folk singer. That's him. That's
awesome. Harry. Okay.
Yeah, he was a folk singer, sang a lot of songs with stories, but it was one of those. He just came to the university, mm-hmm. so we got tickets, all went.
The first, like, live concert, actual concert I'd say I went to was Billie Eilish. It was, like, ooh, earlier this year. I was kind of late. I'd never been to a concert before. But
yeah,
it was really fun. There were a lot of people there.
Yeah.
My first concert was One Direction.
Yeah.
Love them. And then I actually got to take my little sister to her first concert.
Oh, Kelly.
Last summer. And so that was just...
Where did she go?
Cool. Charlie Puth.
Oh, cool. I went to Justin Bieber many years ago. But yeah, when he was still like rocking the baby hair and stuff. But yeah.
Honestly, I'd rather like have all those throwback artists just come up and do a concert. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather go
That'd
see
That'd be
them.
So cool.
Remember when they used to do like just Disney concerts?
Yes.
And then like each person would do like two songs or three songs or whatever. They should do that again.
I would so love that.
Okay. Have you guys ever met a famous person? Because this doesn't apply. But if you've met a famous person, who was it? I don't think I've met anyone famous.
I got really close to meeting a member of One Direction one time. Because we were in Chicago.
Hey, do you like One Direction or something?
A little bit. We were in Chicago. And there was this diner down the street from where my aunt used to live. And so me and my dad used to go get apple pie there. Like, whenever we would go, like, at night. Mm-hmm. And then there was, like, a club across the street from it. And, like, apparently he was, like, going into that club. And he was, like, outside. And then they had these, like, huge windows in the diner. But
Did
I was,
you
like,
see him?
No, I was at the counter. Oh. So I was, like, facing the other way. And I, like, had no idea. And I didn't know until the next morning.
Sad. Did you meet anyone?
Yes, I know a lot of famous people.
He's like myself.
I actually know Dr. Harmus.
Wow.
He's local celebrity.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. And I also got to talk with Phil Mickelson one time. He's a professional golfer.
Those commercials.
That was pretty cool. He was, actually didn't talk to him. Mm-hmm. I just said, nice shot. And he said, can you believe it went in? And I was like.
Was he nice?
I said, I just talked. He's real nice. Real nice guy.
I don't think I've met anyone famous.
Yeah, my cousins, I think they ran into Snoop Dogg like on the streets once.
Oh my gosh, no way.
And the guy pretending to be him, so we don't know.
I love Snoop Dogg.
They sent the picture and like, because they took a
Dr.
selfie.
Dr. Beresford's like, what?
But yeah, unfortunately I was not present. But selfie it looked like Snoop Dogg.
If you could instantly become fluent in another language, what language would you pick? I know, that one was hard because I don't know.
Well, if I could instantly, I'd go for a hard one.
Yes, for sure.
Like Farsi or Mandarin or
something.
I'd pull out all the stops
That's
if it
true.
Was instant.
Yeah.
Because you know, that'd be the shortcut
right to
a really hard language, or Japanese would mm-hmm. be too. I'd go for something tough.
Is Japanese the one where you write the other way, not left to right, but right to left? I think so.
I have no idea.
There are a lot of like Eastern languages.
Right, that right like, that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, I would probably learn. I don't know. There's just so many.
Yeah.
I would be able to choose probably like Sanskrit or something.
That's interesting.
Cool. Or also, like Mandarin.
Yeah.
Like just like something like really cool and like old, mm-hmm. so I could like understand some stuff.
I would probably go with French just because I did that for so many years. I still didn't get it. Like I don't get French like at all. And I went through all those years for nothing because I didn't really take that much out of it. And it frustrates me and I wish I could just know it. And then also if I learned French, it would be easier to learn the rest of like the Romance languages, mm-hmm. which I think like Italian is so cool.
I was thinking Italian because I just think it's so pretty.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. This is our last question. What is one life goal you have? This is deep.
Yeah, one of them was to be the superintendent of Carmel Clay Schools.
Oh, so nice job. Check off.
Got that one knocked out, at least for a year anyhow, right? My life goal was really to just make a positive difference. And it's going to probably be my life goal from here on. You know, I mean, and no matter what the setting or the circumstances, I just want to be a person that makes a positive impact mm-hmm. on other people. And so that's kind of been my thing, and I'm going to stick with it. And hopefully, you know, be able to accomplish that, even as an old guy, until I can't remember my name.
Well, on behalf of all of us, we all love you, mm-hmm. like, yeah. extremely, and you're, like, the best superintendent ever, so.
For me, I don't know, this is going to sound bad probably coming right after that, but I really want to be rich. I just want to. I also just want to, like, just make a positive, like, impact in everyone's lives that, like, I meet and get close to. And I just want to, like, when I get rich, you know, I want to use that money to make the world a better place. All right. And also buy a lot of Gucci.
I just want to find what I'm passionate about, because I feel like everything I've done has just been like, oh, this is fun, but I don't know if I felt like a true passion for something.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'll ever be able to do this, but like start or like help out at a nonprofit organization for battered women is something that I'd be really interested in doing when I'm more successful in life, and hopefully that's something I can work towards, but... Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And that rounds out our show today. We really appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule to come down here. Do you have anything you'd like to say, Dr. Beresford?
I would. I'd just like to thank you. First off, congratulations for being, you know, accomplished in the state competitions and that sort of thing. But more than that, you're just such a positive experience, and this has been such a good thing. And I was really pretty nervous about this when I first came in, and but you guys made me feel right at home, and I'm just happy I got to hang out with you guys and experience all this. And you've been a big part of my first year as superintendent, and I will never forget you. And thanks a lot.
That is so sweet.
That is.
Thank you so much, Dr. Beresford. And thank you to our wonderful listeners. I'm Jaishna Sivakumar with Naharika, Caitlin.
And wrong mic. I'm so sorry.
You're good.
Got a little groove.
It happens. So thank you, all of you. And have a fantastic Friday and an amazing weekend. Stay here on 91.3 WHJE for more quality content and to hear more from our Carmel Greyhounds.